640 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member States, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, a 25-year-old former intern, for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
And I just want to be completely transparent, is what I've stated all the time. I sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last 3 regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked 3rd in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. The Friday Night Live Music Party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member States, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Sucks, a 25-year-old former intern, for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
I just want to be completely transparent, is what I've stated all the time. I sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last 3 regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked 3rd in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup, with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed, and the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member states, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Sucks, a 25-year-old former intern, for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
I just want going to be completely transparent is what I've stated all the time. I sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last three regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked third in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The United Nations estimates more than 45% of housing in Gaza has been damaged or destroyed. And the Hamas-controlled Gaza Health Ministry says more than 11,000 people have died since October 7th. CBS's Pamela Falk has more from the UN.
The UN Security Council met on Friday afternoon, hoping but not succeeding in finding consensus among world powers about the war in the Middle East. And diplomats heard from the World Health Organization chief, Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus, who called for action by the Council.
Member states, especially the P5, must take seriously the need to reform the Security Council.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl is intercepted before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Officials in California confirmed election officials in L.A. and Sacramento were also targeted with fentanyl-laced letters. CBS's Jeff Pagaz reports.
Threats like these are having an impact on the volunteers working at the polls. According to a recent survey by the Brennan Center, 1 in 5 election workers has left their job in part because they're concerned about their safety.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams had 2 iPhones and an iPad confiscated by the FBI. His attorney says it's part of an investigation into his campaign fundraising. CBS's Roxana Saberi has more.
CBS News has learned the seizure of Mayor Eric Adams' phone and other electronic devices happened on Monday and comes days after FBI agents raided the home of Adams' chief fundraiser, Brianna Suggs, a 25-year-old former intern for alleged campaign finance violations. Adams addressed that raid on Wednesday.
And I just want to be completely transparent, is what I've stated all the time. I sleep well at night. I am clear that we follow the rules.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh is banned from the last 3 regular season games. CBS's Errol Barnett has more on the Big Ten suspension.
Harbaugh's punishment prevents him from being on the sidelines of games, but he can participate in activities during the week. Michigan, which is ranked 3rd in the college playoffs, is undefeated, with hopes of winning a national championship. Harbaugh is a former quarterback at Michigan and one of the highest paid coaches in the conference, earning nearly $7 million a year. He spent years as an NFL coach before joining the Wolverines in 2015.
A magnitude 5 earthquake strikes off the coast of Northern California near the Ferndale region. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was at a depth of almost 5 miles. Stocks closed up on Wall Street. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Eric Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Pagaz has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night
And strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Aaron Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
Listening to The Shaw, WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Aaron Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday Night Live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Pata reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
It's the final game of the regular season, and Carroll University football is traveling to St. Louis to take on Washington University this Saturday, November 11th. The Veterans Day matchup with the Pios visiting the Bears, a team holding 19 conference titles and 45 All-Americans. Don and Johnny will have all the action live, pregame at 11:30, kickoff at noon. The final game of the regular season this Saturday on the Shaw, WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw,
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Roll into this Friday night and strike a chord of fun, food, and music at Foxview Lanes in Waukesha. A Friday night live music party kicks off at 8 p.m. and goes until midnight every Friday night. And the best part of this party? There's no cover charge. While you're having fun, grab dinner and take advantage of $2 off all sandwiches on Friday night. This Friday night, dance to the music of Bail Jumpers. 2440 West Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Call 262-544-2010 or check out foxviewlanes.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Ara Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties, but Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he said.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.